This is KERA News. Asylum claims are on the rise at our southern border. Many of those making claims come from Honduras and El Salvador and made the 2,000-mile walk together in caravans. Dallas-based journalist Dylan Hollingsworth recently went to Tijuana, Mexico, to gather interviews and personal stories of those hoping to be granted asylum in the U.S. and to find out why they made the long trip north.
In a dusty warehouse with no running water or electricity, translator Lillian Prado Carrillo and I meet Carlos, Janet, and their three children. Like many migrants, the couple doesn't want to give their last name for fear that talking with the press will hurt their asylum claim.
If we left, risking the safety of our children, it's because the situation in our country made us do that. If people who don't understand the situation were to experience it in person, they would see that so many people don't even have a roof over their heads.
They're from Progreso, Honduras, and are living in a tent now in this makeshift shelter. Carlos says floods from Hurricane Michael last year caused many to lose everything. Work, food, and medicine were scarce, and their government wasn't helping.
We try to work and give our children what they deserve, sacrifice for them, but it is so hard.
They say they saw no future for the family, so they joined a caravan and headed north.
We would walk so much. The kids had blisters on their feet, and we did too. We had heard, of course, I don't know if it was true, that families who stayed behind and did not continue with the pace of the caravan, their children were stolen. We did not want that, of course, to happen to us, so we would keep walking.
As Janet talks, the children play with toy cars on the plywood floor near their tent. The youngest daughter is sick with what people call camp cough. Their oldest son frequently asks them why they can't cross into America. For now, though, they've decided to look for work in Mexico. 15 miles away at El Baratal, an abandoned nightclub turned shelter, Olvin is weighing his options. The 26-year-old made the journey from Honduras to look for manual labor jobs in the U.S.
I have spent my life working really hard. I have always been a young guy that strives for my dreams. I am not a person who will just be waiting.
He says the caravan he traveled with saw many injuries and some fatalities. Olvin himself fell from the top of a moving train. The lower half of his leg had to be amputated. After 4 days in a Mexican hospital, he continued north on crutches.
The most important thing to me is that I am alive and good, and that God gave me the opportunity to live and keep going forward.
He hopes his asylum claim will be accepted, but worries his newfound disability will make getting a job and the future that he envisioned impossible. A few tents down from Olvin, we meet Marlon Jimenez. He's in his mid-20s, and as a kid, he lived in Virginia for 10 years before returning to Honduras. Once back, he says he experienced firsthand how elusive justice is there.
In my country, everything is difficult. So much corruption. The police, the judges, the government are in partnership with the drug traffickers.
He tells us his stepbrother was killed by a woman with ties to a powerful drug cartel. But the police advised him to remain silent and offered no recourse for his family.
The poor have to submit to their corruption, be humiliated, keep their head down, and suffer in silence. It makes me so sad, this situation, because I was raised in the USA, where the law is respected.
The second level of El Baratal shelter is open to the elements, like the roof of a parking deck. Abdul Antonio is camped out here. Abdul's a father of two, from San Pedro Sula, Honduras.
We don't have a right to health care in our country. We don't have the right to protest in our country. We don't have any labor rights. We don't have any kind of rights.
He says he's trying to stay hopeful about his case and has no plans of crossing into the U.S. illegally. But he's watched the news, and he knows what the political climate in America is like.
We really don't know what our future will bring. We asked Donald Trump, with the help of God, to look at his heart and conscience and realize that we are not criminals. We are working people, coming with our families, and our children to work hard.
For now, he and his family wait for their asylum application to be processed, along with many, many others fleeing turmoil in their home countries. For KERA News, I'm Dylan Hollingsworth.